fuck. How could I back down now? I really like it cause I'm loving it raw. And you don't candy coat shit. You let them know from the start that you a real one. Baby, is you coming or not? Whether a bitch or bra, you got them waiting in jars. Believe me, sweetie, I'm about mine. Get swift for no cock. But this nigga here got the master key to the box. Hypnotized every time I think I'ma give him it raw. I love a bad boy, talk slick, good with his dick game. He told me he could put me right where I'm. He's a man, he's a mind manipulator. You sold dreams and I brought him, I invested in your world and I like what I see. In your head getting crazy and that's sweet for the streets. You got it sold up, baby, my attention's on you. And you're the mind manipulator, boy, I fucks with you. And you're a predator, not like a regular. Kryptonite your panties off. You could call him big boss, you could call him click tall. You could call him get draw, you could call him get bitches. You could call him get dough, you could call him break home. But fuck it though, he's like that. Bitches still like it too. He told me he could put me right where I want. He sold me dreams I didn't think I would buy. He's a cheat, he's a scam, he's a man, he's a mind manipulator.
And that was My Life here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, by Miss Aquarius, of course. And of course, here is the JJ interview here still at the Centennial Park. JJ from Peachtree TV. And here's JJ right now on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, Rich Production Radio.
Wait, what's your name, by the way? All right. Ivory Lee Young Jr.
And you're from Atlanta here?
Atlanta, Georgia.
And you're a councilman?
Atlanta City Council, yes.
Tell me, what does this mean to you? What is it, Barack Obama being the first African male president?
Well, it means a lot, but it's more important in terms of what he believes and the change that he represents that speaks to all Americans, white, black, rich, poor, regardless of your station in life. He spoke to all of us today. And his campaign resonated with many Americans, and that's why he's elected.
And how do you think this is going to be a big change for our country? What way do you think this is going to be a big change?
Well, the change starts with you and me. We heard that over and over again. We are the change that we've been waiting for. That's personal accountability. We heard that resonate throughout his speech. We heard that resonate throughout his campaign. And today, it still resonates, and it's important that we recognize we have a job to do.
And how can we do our job effectively then? How can we do our job effectively then?
Personal responsibility. Fathers be good fathers. Mothers be good mothers. If you're unemployed, don't give up hope. If you're an employer, take care of your employees. You know, we have a lot of needs, but as a collective, we can do more than we can individually.
Well, I do thank you for losing yourself today, and it's just great sharing this with everybody here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have JJ on over here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. It is a glorious day out
here
today.
Yes, it is. Ty, what does this mean to you, of course, being here with Peachtree TV and experiencing the first African male president? I can't speak very good, so it's cold, but yes, I know. Well, how's that feel? Sure. Yes, JJ is getting a is speaking to fans right now, but I'm going to be asking that question again over here at San Antonio Park, so over here in Atlanta. But I'm going to ask him the question again. How's it feel to witness that first African male president?
It is the feeling that I have. It's hard to describe. It's one of complete joy. It's one of hope. It's one of knowing that there's a challenge that's going to be out there for everybody in the country, not just individuals, but everybody coming together to do the best they can. But it's also a recognition of years of struggle on behalf of a lot of people who've done so much more for us, and their sacrifices. They've allowed me to be who I am. They've allowed my child to be able to come up and do things. And with the election of Barack Obama, we have somebody that's kind of galvanized that.
And of course, we've got to owe it to Dr. Martin Luther King, of course. Do you think you'll be where you are without Dr. Martin Luther King today?
No, I don't.
Even me being an interracial relationship with a role, of course, without Dr. Martin Luther King, of course. And that all plays a factor, right?
Right. You know, it would have been a much different world if Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who strived and fought for us weren't here and didn't do the things they did. you know, when I look out here at this crowd that we had out here today, diverse and excited about the possibilities, it again goes back and shows me the faith that I have, such great faith in the American system and the American way, that we're going to be okay. We're going to do really good.
Right. And how do you think we all could do better as citizens to help President Obama out?
You know what? Get along. I think the biggest thing we can do is to be our best, is to work at home, work locally. Because if everybody works where they are, if everybody does good things where they are, it expands. You do good things in this community, it does good for the city, it does good for the state, and will do good for the nation.
Hey, and I just got to mention, you know, you're always so positive in your commercials, you know. How'd you get started in broadcasting?
I got started in broadcasting a long time ago when I was about 13 years old. And I've been in radio, TV, and all those kind of things. I've worked behind the scenes, in front of the camera, behind the mic. And all of that time, the thing that keeps coming back to me are the things that I was taught by my family, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather. They would always say, be yourself and always respect people. And with that comes an inner strength that I think they've been able to give me, that anybody I meet, you know, I can talk to anybody.
Exactly.
And it's so nice when I respect you for who you are.
Exactly.
It comes back to you. So you reap what you sow. So if I give you respect, that respect will come back.
Well, thank you, JJ, from
Peachtree
TV. You
know? Hey, everybody, this is JJ from Peachtree TV, and you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show.
And we're back here on Rich Production Radio. And coming up next is Ben Degnan. But first, we're going to be playing Dustin Barclay. Remember, I interviewed him last show? Well, here's Dustin Barclay with July, even though it is February now. Followed by Tiffany with Higher here on Lose Up with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, well, back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Ben Degnan. How you doing, Ben?
Doing good, doing good.
Yes, and tell me now, you're from Atlanta, of course.
Right.
And how do you describe your music?
It's kind of like a, it's been described as a soulful, funky pop rock. That's several adjectives, but that's kind of, if I were to have to put it in some sort of genre with other artists, we get a lot of comparisons to Maroon 5. Obviously, sometimes we get the John Mayer comparison, not so much. Sometimes they actually compare to like a set of Jamiroquai and there's definitely a Stevie Wonder influence.
Really? So yeah, oh, wow, Jamiroquai, now that's old school too now. What have they been up to, actually? Have you heard?
What now?
Have you heard of what's Jamiroquai been up to?
I did, Mark. I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody knows anymore. It's definitely a dream of mine to see them live, but I don't know if I'm ever going to get to see that happen. They need to come over to the States and play, so and they rarely can do shows anymore, so I don't know what's up with them. We the record we don't really get compared to them so much, but on the live we definitely do.
And you look like John Mayer actually on your MySpace page.
yeah, that's more or less where the Mayer comparison comes from. It's not so much within the music, because if you actually hear the music, there's not too much similarities, but I get compared to him by maybe resembling him a little bit, and also, you know, coming from the Atlanta area, and you know, so it's kind of the same path that he started out on, so I get that comparison a lot.
Oh, John Mayer's from Atlanta too, huh?
He's not necessarily from Atlanta, but he got his launch pad was definitely in Atlanta, and it's been a good 2.5
Sure.
Just so in the Atlanta area, kind of doing a lot of what I'm doing.
Sure. So maybe he'll break up with, I don't know if he's still going out with Jennifer Aniston, but maybe you could go out with Jennifer Aniston in the future, right?
that would be an honor.
Yes. Now tell me, how did you start with music?
When I was about 15 years old, I guess is when I first started playing. I was god awful, but I loved the idea of it, and I just started going to concerts and just started getting inspired, and it was something that I was always passionate about music growing up, but I never really had the intention of wanting to do it until I got 15. I always tell people it's like when you're a teenager and you've got your phases and week-long phases. That's a phase that I still haven't grown out of yet. I'm still a 15-year-old kid. Excited about it and just still a student of it.
Sure. And how old are you now?
22.
22. And now you're solo, but I see with the band too, right?
Right. Well, the record was done before I was, or it was in the process of happening before I actually started touring. So I was playing around in the Atlanta area and doing solo acoustic shows and kind of getting my feet wet, dabbling in that, and at the same time writing songs all the time, and just signed to the production deal and spent a couple years cutting the record. And when the record was in its last phases, it was time to put a band together. And I had been playing with a lot of people around the Atlanta area and over that course of time, but it wasn't until, and luckily for me, it was right up until the record was kind of done getting mastered that I had solidified the group that I have now that I call Suburban Soul. So the next record will probably they'll definitely be playing on it. It'll feature them, but I didn't have Suburban Soul during making this record, so that's why it's just been Degnan as far as the product is concerned.
So do you like doing solo stuff, or do you like being with the group better?
It's different, you know. I did solo stuff for so long. I mean, I have like garage bands and stuff in high school. That doesn't count. It was terrible. And I just did, you know, from age 15 up until I don't know, probably, you know, 2021, I'd always done solo stuff. And so I haven't really been doing the band thing hardcore at all until really just a solid year now.
Right.
And so it's I'm still loving that. I'm loving the camaraderie of it, and we tour around together. And,
sure.
We're getting tighter, and it's a blast, and it's fun, and I definitely love doing that. And it's fun to strip down every now and then and do the acoustic thing as well again, but. I love it all. As long as I can get a chance to connect with somebody with what I'm doing in whatever format, it doesn't matter to me.
Sure. Now I'm going to be hearing your first song over here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, of course. And this first song you want to play is O.
Right. Awesome. Right.
And tell me about O. How is what is O about?
Well, I guess you really can't get much of the much of what the song's about in the title. It's very vague. O is, but once you hear it, or at least the first 15 seconds of it, you'll see why it's called O, because that is the hook with itself. And O is just basically about being in your early 20s and single and you know, being infatuated with. Every woman you see when you're young and single.
Now you're making me feel old because I'm 31 years old, so I'm 9 years older than you. So you know.
but you're probably the same. You know how it is. I mean, I guess that's just
exactly.
with men anyway. It's done in a tasteful way. It's
sure.
Basically, the storyline of it is being in a public place and seeing somebody who just. It drives you crazy, it drives you wild, and they're with somebody else, and that basically makes you very jealous.
Well, I remember that feeling. I remember that feeling when I was in the 20s, you know what I'm saying? So that's what the song represents, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll be hearing O right now. We'll be back with Ben Degnan, but here's O here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, I might be wrong, I might be coming on strong. Your boyfriend pays you no attention. Darling, don't feel bad about it. Never have I ever
Okay, we're here back here with Rich Productions Radio here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Ben Degnan again from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, whereabouts do you live in Atlanta?
I'm sorry?
Whereabouts do you live in Atlanta?
I live with a couple guys in my band. We live in the downtown area. I won't give the exact specific.
No, you don't want to do that.
But kind of near the dome. So we're definitely in the heart of Atlanta, pretty much. So
being near the Georgia Dome, do you see a lot of Falcons games?
You know what? We didn't really have a chance to go to any this year. I did go to a Georgia Tech game this year, but I didn't get a chance to go to any Falcons game.
So, what's your favorite kind of sport? Is it basketball, football, baseball? What's your favorite kind of sport?
I'm a huge college football fan.
Really? So
I'm a very big college football fan. I just think it's exciting, and I'm actually depressed that the season's over.
Sure.
But I'm being from Atlanta, I'm a Georgia Tech fan, and I'm also a fan of Georgia as well, just being, you know, living in the state of Georgia. But I just love it all. College football is exciting to me, and I also like soccer a lot, or international football rather. But,
really?
We don't get the option of getting to watch too much of that over here. It'd be nice to venture to Europe one day and go watch some games because I grew up playing soccer.
Sure. So you like that soccer pro? Well, what's his name now? I can't think of it. He goes out with the former Spice Girl. What's his name? I can't think of his name.
David Beckham.
David Beckham. That's right.
It would be cool. It would be very cool to see him play.
Yes. Now tell me about of course being here in Atlanta, of course the music. Have you collaborated with any big people here in Atlanta?
I have not yet. Some of that has been kind of in the works. I've been in Atlanta being such an urban market, pretty much running the scene as far as urban music is concerned. I've talked with a couple of urban producers in the Atlanta area, and I've talked with there's a producer friend of mine over at TI Studios at Grand Hustle, and him and I kind of play phone tag and talk about working together every now and then. But as far as sealing the deal on any of the collaborating, I've yet to really do that. But I'm also my face is so fresh to the scene right now. I mean, I'm just now starting getting press in the Atlanta area. I mean, by just now, I mean last 4 or 5 months. So I'm just now kind of, people are still kind of feeling me out right now, and the record just released, so I still have a great deal of proving to do, I think, before I'll really get those offers. But I'm definitely all about collaborating and interested in doing that.
And that's funny who that you said T.I.'s, because T.I. is on the same show as you, coming up after you, is T.I. actually.
Very cool.
Yes, and actually, tell me about... Who have you opened up for big time?
Let's see. The first big opening slot I ever had, I played over in Phoenix, Arizona. We opened for Blues Traveler.
Oh, Blues Traveler. Oh, no.
Which was awesome.
Now, they're a good group.
They're fantastic and great guys, too. And it was just such a cool experience for me because it was the beginning of me starting to play with the band and all that. So it was really my first out-of-state gig, and it was great because we got flown out there and got treated nice. And it's every gig since then, we've been out on the road kind of, you know, humping it, so we haven't gotten flown across the country yet.
How long ago was that, by the way?
To open up to somebody to have that kind of treatment, that was kind of nice, but it set the bar high, definitely.
And how long ago was that?
It was a fun gig, and we played... for Huey Lewis and the News before.
Oh, Huey Lewis and the News, really? Now, how long ago was the Blues Traveler one?
The Blues Traveler gig was probably, let me ask somebody real quick. How long ago was the Blues Traveler? It was probably about 2 years ago.
And what about Huey Lewis?
And Huey Lewis was back in the, probably about 8 months ago, something like that, beginning of last summer.
Now tell me, what have you learned as an artist working with these big known people that's been in the music business for so long, you know, such as Blues Traveler and Huey Lewis?
It's very cool. It's cool to see veterans like that to see how they react with their crowds, and not only react with their crowds, but it's cool to be backstage and see how they react with other people. people and their fans and their crew, whatever. It's just, it's cool to get, because I've always been such an avid showgoer growing up.
Right.
Now to get to be behind the scenes and see how they react with people and what their life is behind the scenes, it's cool. It's very interesting. And So it's great. I've gone from being the fan thing to still being a fan, but being also involved with the business and having to put it on.
Right. And the next song you want me to play is Palm of Your Hand?
Yes, Palm of Your Hand.
And tell me about that song.
It's kind of along the same lines as the one before, and believe you me, my record has more depth than just, you know, seeing, you know, being young and then, you know, meeting women and all that fun stuff. But the first kind of three songs of my record, or at least the first two, are kind of like that. And then kind of 4 through 12 are more of a confession. But Palm is the track that kind of jumps the record off. It opens the record, and I think it's a good 2.5 minute, you know, slam you in the face with a hook kind of tune.
Sure.
It's one of the earlier songs that I actually wrote for the record. I think Palm of the Hand kind of speaks for itself. Just, you know, being submissive toward wanting, you know, somebody in your life, and not so much what can you do for me, but I'll almost be a little too weak and do whatever you need me to do for you, at least initially.
Right. Well, I do thank you for being on my show today, and here's Palm of Your Hand, and next up is Jarvis, then T.I. here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. But first, here's Palm of Your Hand by Ben Degnan.
This is Ben Degnan, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Across the room, I see you looking. Are you looking for me? Is it lust at first sight? Is it everything we need? Let me take you out for coffee. Let me take you out for drinks. Let me work for you forever. Let me do.
That was Tiffany, of course, with Higher here on the Loser of the Derek Shapiro Show. Before you heard Dustin Barclay. And now I'm going to come up with the Jarvis interview. Jarvis, now, he is an artist from Atlanta, of course. He was at the TI fundraiser at the Cascade Family Skating Center. And here is Jarvis right now here on the Loser of the Derek Shapiro Show.
I have Jarvis over here on Loser of the Derek Shapiro Show. What does this event mean to you?
Man, it's a beautiful event for, you know, the kids and for the holidays, you know. we all able to come together and do something great for the children. So that's what it means to me to be here and just show my face and show my support.
Sure. And tell me, what is what are you doing for the holidays yourself? You know, this holiday season.
And this holidays, I'm just really, it's all about family. You know, I'm just gonna really try to just settle down with family and friends, and you know, be in a loving environment, and just have a good time.
And tell me, Jarvis, you know, how is the music industry, you know, is it going in a positive way now with all the artists doing a lot of benefit things? Do you think it's like in a negative way now, or do you think it's very positive?
I think it's very, very positive, because everywhere you look, you know, you got an artist with a new foundation, or you know, a new thing to do for the kids every year. You know, you got artists giving out bicycles, giving out hams, like giving out, you know, every artist nowadays have either a foundation or somewhere where they're giving a lot of money to charity. And a lot of times, it ain't just about the money, it's about giving the time. So you can give your time as well, you know, that's just as valuable.
And how have you evolved as an artist through the years? You know, how long have you been on the circuit now for?
I've been on the circuit for about 4.5 years now. So I've been involved every single year. Every year we do, you know, I either do the toys for Tots or, you know, feed the homeless some years. It's just, you know, it just depends. But, you know, it's always giving up time and effort.
So how do you evolve as an artist and do different stuff and get better with your music? What's your secret?
I think that just comes with continuing to be creative, staying in the studio, staying on working on your craft. That, you know, you work hard at anything, you eventually gonna evolve and get better. So I think that's where that comes from.
Well, thank you for losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show today.
All right, that was Jarvis at the Cascade Family Scan Center, and here is Jarvis's song, "Not Like You," followed by Chelsea Law, "Sweet Life," here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, followed by "How Sweet" by Rola featuring Fliz, from Rola's My Story album that's out now. And then up next is T.I. right after here, Rola and Fliz.